Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas did you do to my client, Leo?
Zach is currently petting Leo.
Y'all, which... she took a cheese grater to his fur. It looks like she literally shaved him like a block of Parmesan cheese.
First of all, I found a really convincing TikTok shop.
Oh, the tail! It's like just exposed muscle. And ew, the way it like, it's, you guys have no clue how skinny cattails actually are. It's kind of giving rat.
It's giving possum.
And the fact that he still has such control over it, it's just like, oh,
the way you are acting is really like how a hairdresser would react to someone who like showed up with a fucking shaved, botched, crazy haircut.
You did it yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, you got a little too happy with the scissors at home, huh?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry to announce that. Welcome to Comedy Lady Secure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm your host, Zach. Hates my TikTok shop buzzer cat product.
And I'm
Towers.
I was going to say, there's something missing. And I'm Kelsey, needs to stop shopping on TikTok shop. Dara.
Listen.
Do you know I never toggle to that?
Why? Well, neither do I. They're ads. They're videos. They get me.
Wait, do you get sponsored and or ads like every like four videos? Mm-hmm. I would pay to not get that.
Similarly, I discovered what an ad blocker is on Chrome. I installed one, and when you go to Pinterest, when you have an ad blocker,
it won't let you in.
No, it's just like you realize how many pins were
them are ads.
Bro, the first time I went out, I was like, when did Pinterest like put all this crazy negative space in between the pins? Is it some new like?
Oh, it just
look? Doesn't
show them.
Yes, so it's just blank spaces, and I thought this would be good for TikTok.
Yeah,
just well, like. A blank space.
Yeah,
just so
you
realize.
You would know. Oh, there's that moment where you're actually listening to the bitch and then you're like, God damn it, it's an ad.
Okay, but here's the kicker. I didn't even plan this that Zach said all of those funny things about TikTok shop. I did my first ever. It wasn't even an ad. It's like an affiliate code for a product that I.
Where it's like this creator gets 20%
yeah.
of commissions or whatever.
First of all, Jesus, I get 3%.
Oh, that feels low.
Well.
Don't the numbers seem higher?
Capitalism, baby.
Okay.
This is a product that's going viral everywhere.
Oh, so you felt comfortable like being
yeah.
is incredible.
I was like, let me try it. And if I don't like it, I won't make a video about it. And I got it. And then I liked it so much, bruh, that I not only made a little video, my first ever little commission affiliate, which I've never done in my life in my career. I'm like, ew. But now I'm like, this is worth hyping about. So this is the Satchu lip liner stain, and Tiana actually saw it and she was like, can I try it? Because she's seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you narrate what I'm doing.
Okay, she's picking up a Coke mirror.
Okay, well, this is also a caked up mirror.
It's
I
a
just
caked
made.
Mirror. It's very cute. It has cherries cute. And whipped cream all over it.
And
oh,
sprinkies.
She's unscrewing. Oh, it's blood red. It's very, the brush looks like it's very dark. Is that true? Oh, okay. She's smearing on what appears to be a black lip liner, lip gloss. What happens? Does it like make your lips?
I don't know, Zach.
Wait,
what does happen?
Okay. To say I would not recommend this product as of now would be an understatement. It's so dark. From here, it is like she's putting tar. Okay, actually, you look like you have a mustache, like. You look like the guy who ties the woman to the train tracks in that old like cartoon. Okay, now we're doing the bottom lip, which is bigger than the top lip.
That's filler, baby.
That's filler, baby. Wow. Okay, wait. I'm confused. Is this like a prank? Okay, you know what it also looks like? Oh, she talked. Wow.
She used to be an athlete, bruh.
Didn't look like it.
Okay.
No offense. I didn't see much athleticism.
What am I doing now?
She's fanning her face.
Uh-huh.
I assuming having an allergic reaction to the tar.
We'll just see. We'll just have to
see
what happens.
Is this a peel?
I don't know, Zach!
wait, okay. I'm dying to know. Okay, Does the peel, does it aggravate the lips on purpose to make them more red?
No, it just dyes the lip.
But you didn't do your whole lip.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's a look.
What in the drag queen You'll contouring see. Are you doing?
You'll see. Anywho. So
okay, this is, make run to our YouTube because Kelsey looks
insane.
I want to say it's almost offensive, but I don't know why.
They call this butthole lip when you do this.
Oh, is that what you were supposed to do to apply it?
No.
Purse your butthole?
No, but when it's like you can only see.
Could I do this on my butthole? What would it do?
Actually, you totally could.
Wow. Okay, on Patreon, yeah. You can check out that episode. Kelsey's going to lip line my butthole.
Hey.
Bing bong. Housekeeping.
Guess what? We have some housekeeping. From last week's episode, we talked about non-tradish, how P&V sex is not the way that only people have sex. Yes.
Well, wasn't the question, were you unable to have traditional sex?
So we asked the audience, have you ever currently, and I think, Tiana, you put a word error in this. Because it said, have you currently or not have gone through a period of time where you couldn't have traditional, in quotes, P&V sex? 80% said yes.
Yeah, because I'm thinking there's like, would people say they wouldn't because of their period?
I'm so glad you asked. I have the answers here.
Okay.
Also, I noted this just for us. 67% of the views on this poll were non-followers.
Yeah, no, Instagram is pissing me off.
Follow the podcast!
Well, no, it's Instagram not showing it to our followers. It's showing it to randos.
Okay.
Which, like, I guess it goes both ways because we do want new followers.
We do.
But also, like, we want our followers to see what we're posting.
So the most common answer, when I say common, like hundreds of people responded similar things, it was crazy. The number one was chronic vagina problems, whether it was like, yes, Zach,
bacterial vaginosis.
I'm so proud of you. If this podcast has done nothing else, it's taught you about BV.
I wish I could tell you how often I think about it.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like it'd be a good insult to throw at someone, like a boy.
You smell like BV.
Yeah, or something. Because like,
BV stinks.
Does it really?
Like, that's the only time when you have a pussy, you're allowed to go, this stinks.
Does it smell like someone accidentally left a loaf of Subway bread in the oven?
It's not yeasty. Oh. It's fishy.
Oh.
It's like iconically fishy.
Like Ralph's sushi.
Yes. Shout out to Ralph. Sponsor us. Not only BV, but endovaginismus, vulvodynia, cysts. So anything that... Do you know what any of those words I just said?
Vulvodynia is a beautiful name. It also sounds like a flower. If you said these are vulvodynias, they're annual.
So Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah.
The second biggest one was answers to...
Wait, do you know what those things are?
Yes.
Well, do you want to tell the class?
Sure. Endometriosis is when your endometrium grows outside of your uterus.
You can't use the word in the sentence.
It's when instead of like shedding, like a period, that material is growing on the outside in the wrong places on your body.
Indoor, outdoor endometrio.
Exactly. Vaginismus is pain on the vagina, which is not the outside. It's the actual inside canal. So when people are having sex, that canal burns fire. Ouchy, ouch, ouch.
Ooh.
And vulvodynia is that same, but on the outside. So your vulva is the outside.
Yes.
And that's where your lippies and your labes and anything on the outside, like putting a feather on the vulva, would hurt. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
The next biggest answer was things, reasons from childbirth, postpartum, and after pregnancy. So, like, you're literally not allowed to have sex after pregnancy for at least 6 weeks. But then people had problems like tears, postpartum, lack of sleep, lack of libido, hormone dysregulation.
There was this mom comic I used to do stand up with, and when she gave birth, she had to go back later because her like pussy was swollen, mm-hmm. and they sewed it up. they like because she tore, uh-huh. but they sewed like her pussy up, like they sewed her vagina like almost shut.
You have to pee out of it though.
That's why she was going to the thing, because she was like swollen and like it hurt to pee and stuff.
So do they put a catheter in?
I don't know.
They must have.
I should DM her.
Yeah, because you can't just sew a pussy shut.
That's what she said on stage.
we should fact check. That's one.
Don't Google it. Well, no. Yeah. Don't Google mom sews pussy shut. Yeah. Like you're going to get all sorts
of trouble. Yeah. The next biggest one was from Depreshi, PTSD.
Oh, wow. I would have never thought of that because I think like,
that's why we do this podcast, baby.
I just like, I was thinking about like physical limitations, not like mental limitations. But
I'm just
that makes
here
sense.
To educate Zach on the female experience.
You know, someone's got to do it.
Amen. Religious shame was a big one that came up that I didn't think about.
The way I have not let any sort of God dictate my genitalia is it should be honored and studied.
Written about.
Yeah.
Because even I, noted slut,
yeah,
had a lot of religious shame having orgasms.
So Taylor Tomlinson has a great joke in her new hour where she's like, do you ever have a dip in an orgasm?
Yeah.
You're like, that's Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, like, it's a brief, like, flashback almost.
That is
like,
crazy.
You never experienced that?
No.
Tiana,
I went to Catholic church.
Yeah.
And there was a man with a six-pack and a loincloth dangling in front of me. I was like, yes.
You're like, what am I supposed to do with that? Women are like, don't look.
I'm like, give me that sad boy on the cross.
Not Jesus being the original sad
boy. He is. He's a little emo soft boy fuck.
Zach, our joke about Trump getting shot in the ear is at 2 million views on Reels. Can we monetize that if Republicans are just going to constantly hate us? I should look into that.
Wait. I feel like that was all you because I don't know what the joke was.
I said, imagine getting shot in the ear, but
you're
your
like
first
my
thought
shoes.
Is, yeah, I don't want America to see
I
a short
I don't understand the internet.
Zach, did you watch the debate?
Yes.
Thank God. You should have come over and watched it.
Well, I had a show. Oh. So I had to like watch it and then go to a show. And I was baking, but I was really unsettled by the debate. And we can make this a short combo. But because obviously, like, Kamala was giving me everything I wanted. I hated that she had to keep like fact checking him.
Yes. And wasting
like,
time.
The whole time I was like, unfortunately, Trump is as coherent as he's ever been, mm-hmm. in my opinion. So his followers are probably eating up every bite of this. Like,
yes.
He wasn't saying anything so abstract. Like, I was just like, yeah,
the
eating Trumpy
pets and the
I missed that part.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
They're eating pets and they're killing babies, executing babies. That was a highlight for me.
My
idiocy.
I need to know how the fact check process works. It does it not happen in real time?
Yeah, ABC, because they have the rights to the debate. So their people are sending the two moderators, like, fact check this man on this thing. But
so
they didn't fact check Kamala at all. No, they did. They were like,
can you?
There's
explain.
No credible reports of that happening. And he goes, I don't know. We'll see. That's what I'm seeing on TV.
And obviously, concepts of a plan is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Like, that is very, like, did you do your homework? I have a concept
of
a plan to do my homework.
I thought about it.
It's so funny.
And he was like, stay tuned. We'll have that to you super shortly.
His
we'll have that to you.
Bitch ass. I'd have the war settled in 24 hours.
Bitch.
And he goes, I talked to him. And
I
talked
to
him. And we'd figure it out
before I even take office.
You dumb, dumb baby.
But you know, that's the problem is like his followers are going, yeah, exactly. Yeah. See?
That's all you got to do.
Just get him in there.
Kamala's letting all these immigrants in.
Bro, and that's the biggest thing I saw of people hating on Kamala was like, she didn't address immigration and her policy like flip-flopping. That was like the biggest thing they wanted to hear from her about, and they didn't get her saying anything.
Well, I feel like that's always going to be happening in the two-party political system we have. Like, obviously they are both wrong in lots of ways, but I will give her so much credit for redirecting the conversation to the future of the United States and not, well, you did this. Well, you did that. Yeah. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Like, that was like, that's not interesting.
I've told you this before, but I've been helping write for the Democratic campaign and Kamala's team.
I didn't retain it, but yes.
Yes. And like her whole slogan is we're not going back.
Yeah.
Like that's her whole thing is we ain't going back.
Right.
I don't want like, let's move fucking forward. And I like that about her. It does give like sort of platitude-y like, we want to make the, like, let's move, like, a lot of people wanted to hear action items, I think. And I think she did deliver that on the things she wants to promise. But I think for her first debate against him, a noted maniac she did fucking believe, like, the meme material we got from last night.
Well, and then can we talk about what happened moments after the debate?
What happened?
Taylor endorsed her. I mean, okay, so this is exactly what happened too. I had to leave my house to go to the show.
Did you shit your pants?
Well, I was bummed when I left my house to leave for the show because I was like, God, that debate really honestly didn't clear anything up for me. Like, again, I was hoping he would really step in it. And I didn't even, for Trump's standards, I don't feel like he stepped in it. I feel like he just like was himself. And then right before I went on stage, a straight male comic held up his phone and it was her holding a cat. And I was like, no. And then I scroll. And I was like, fuck yes. And then I went on stage and I talked about Taylor Swift for a little bit. And then it was just like,
did you tell the audience?
Yes.
And were they like, ah?
They're like, what's so funny? I was like, did you guys hear the Taylor Swift thing? And one guy went, that she endorsed Kamala. And he's like, oh no. I was like, he was excited about Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy because the athlete was the one, another straight male was the one to break the news to us. We watched the debate together and he just holds it up and was like, Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala. And I was like, shut up. And I grabbed his phone and I was like,
say what you will about Taylor Swift. It really could be
a fucking changer.
Yeah, like a watershed moment.
Yeah, and I'm glad she finally chose to say something, and what a perfect moment. She was waiting till we got closer to the election because we're only like 50-something days away at this point. So
yeah, I really thought because her last show was, I think, the day before or 2 days before the election that she was going to do it at... Because someone theorized that if she said it too early, there could be like threats on her shows in the U.S.
Also, she wants to encourage early voting and mail-in ballots because a lot of people are in college, if you think about it.
I'll probably do...
mail-in.
Yeah. Although, don't they not do the mail-in unless they need to?
No. You could say you're going out of town and just do it.
I know. No. I mean, like, they don't count them unless they need to.
What?
I thought it was something.
No. Holy shit, Jack. Do not. You sound like Trump right there. What the fuck?
No, there is. Okay,
mail-in. Like, go in, vote, mail-in. Don't even try.
Okay, maybe it's like the ones that you mail in, like, on the day of the election.
Well, no, they get counted after the results. Like, it takes the day that the election is, like, announced, they still have to wait to count in mail-in ballots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is why
I am going to Google this though later. Okay. There is a faction of votes that like they only dip into. No, yeah, it does sound psycho.
Stop
the way
it.
I say it. Never mind.
Okay, what am I doing?
I believe in democracy.
Zach, what am I doing? God.
Kelsey is peeling off the stain and screaming. Oh my gosh. That was the Olivia Rodrigo concert times.
Oh my God. 22,000. Best night of my life.
Wow. Okay. So it is like that, black, like tarry stuff that you put on your face, you know, that,
but look how beautiful the stain is. And you don't do it on your whole lip because it creates like an optical illusion. And then you can like, this will last all day. It like just looks like I have built in lip liner. You hate it.
No,
dude, I know you well enough to know that fucking face.
Okay.
He just looked at me like,
on the other side, how possibly excited could I be for your lips?
Wow!
You're crazy.
A real friend would have faked an orgasm right there. Tiana, let me see yours.
A real friend would have done...
Mine doesn't feel like it looks any different.
Yeah, it might have been the wrong color for you. We can do a different color.
Do you have some of the black stuff in the corner of your mouth?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, my eyes are just bad.
You know what? We're done asking Zach about beauty things, which is so funny because when we come back, we're going to talk about beauty things.
Hey, everyone. If you've got allergies, this is for you. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they have a kitty cat.
Hey, we have cats.
I know. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional.
Tell me more.
Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work.
Seriously, Zach, I have had so many freaking sinus infections due to allergies, and that is 100% why I have missed work and canceled on you for this podcast. So tell me more.
It's a family issue.
It's affecting our friendship.
Here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief. It's easier than brushing your teeth, which you should also start doing.
Thank you.
These allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science. Ooh. Ever heard of it? With hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School.
God.
And the Mayo Clinic. Not mayonnaise, Mayo. In fact, in Europe, they're the go-to treatment for allergies.
We love Europeans.
You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Curex is the largest online allergy clinic, and they've already changed thousands of lives. The reviews are incredible. So, if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, which I know you are, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month. Ooh. And if you sign up now, Curex is currently running a promotion, and you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com. That's GetCurex.com. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GetCurex.com.
Zach, I have such a fun topic today because our Botox conversation, people really loved. People really liked that episode. And I saw an article that was going viral done by The Cut, which is owned by the New York Times. So, you know, it's science, that talked about breaking down beauty trends by age. And this article was titled "The Specific Things Women Do to Their Faces and Bodies to Stay Hot."
Wow.
So we're going to go through from the 20s to the 60s and talk about what this little study discovery found.
I love your outfit, by the way.
Oh my God, thank you. It is by Mayfair, not sponsored, but it was one of those Instagram ads that got me.
Stop. It does look comfy.
I do have an affinity for comfy things. And colorful things. And this kind of nailed both on the head.
It's cute. It's like your tattoos.
Yeah.
Kind of a random.
Love. Thanks. Okay. So in the 20s era, what do you think the most paid for beauty treatment is for women? Again, me teaching Zach about female experience.
That butt wiggler machine.
What is this, the 80s?
No, that was older than that.
The most spent money on prod treatment is acrylic pedicures.
Acrylic pedicure.
Which,
pedicures?
Why are we putting acrylic on pedicures? Maybe
there
was a typo. Maybe
women
it was manicure.
To climb trees,
bitch,
or something.
It's definitely manicures, right?
Manicures or pedicures?
It's definitely acrylic manicures.
She wrote down pedicures.
It's definitely manicures. Because the second most spent treatment is gel pedicures, which is makes me way more fucking sense.
I guess I don't know the difference. Acrylics are the fake nails.
Yeah, like
and
Tiana has acrylic.
Gels are just a liquid?
And it just hardens.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you need to have the long nail for it to like work.
No. I get gel when I do get them.
And they are fake nails.
No, it's fake hardened polish that stays way, way, way longer than regular polish.
But it has to go on top of a nail.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Well, okay. Acrylics
me
are like
explaining gel manicures right now. I just got dumber.
Listen, acrylics are nails that are like beyond your nail.
Beyond.
Nails and beyond. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying gels have to go on top of nail.
Yeah, where would it go?
Well, acrylic goes beyond the nail.
What would you put gel on top of?
That I was just asking.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, a nail.
You
is
could
the correct
flip
answer.
Them upside down and put them in like a
Don't
little.
Don't yell and argue with me about women's beauty treatments when I'm trying to fucking teach you something about how hard it is
Listen,
being a woman.
Y'all are so desperate for men to look at you.
Okay, then.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys get these for you.
Also, a really good book that I'm reading right now that like breaks down all of this is Drew Afflu's Loud. I'm reading it and she's talking about like breaking down the patriarchy at the age
cool.
that we learn to get male validation. It's very good. Highly recommend for my book club girlies. The next most mentioned treatment is massages, but not just massages, lymphatic massages.
This is in the 20s still?
Yes. That's supposed to de-blow and slim by moving lymph fluid through the body. Have you ever had a lymph massage?
Where they like push
yeah.
stuff? Well, isn't that what gua sha is?
Yeah, it's like a little version of that.
I should do that, but I don't.
Okay.
I've never even had a face massage. I think I had a face massage as part of a facial once.
Yeah.
But I don't think I like, I don't think I like... Okay, is it as successful as like a body massage where like that wasn't that great? Do you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Like every three massages, you're like, that was like a friend doing it.
No. You really? Need to be getting better massages.
Well, I've never gone to a regular place. What? I bounce all around.
What?
What?
We need to talk after this. You need to be getting a nice, good massage because it's expensive.
Oh, you see, that's probably why I'm like, I'm not spending $400 for someone to touch me.
Neither am I, okay. But like $100.
Well, yeah, $100, definitely.
You should be getting a good massage.
See,
then.
It's not been across the board.
We'll talk. I got a guy.
I know, your guy nearly killed me.
Which one?
The guy from the app, the Jamaican guy.
Oh, no, no, no. I have another guy.
I think he secretly hated gay people. And
he
wanted
just
to like
beating the shit out of you?
Hurt me.
Soothe, check into that. The next must mention treatment was hydrafacials. So just, I think, facials that they put moisturizers on. And the last most mentioned treatment was Botox.
In the 20s?
In the 20s.
What? The Botox to me is distinctly like 90s and above.
90s?
They were doing Botox in the 20s?
Oh my God, Zach. 20-year-old?
I thought we were going in time period.
That's why when you said like, what? You think 20-year-old?
Okay, Tiana thought too.
So you know what, Tiana? I'm sick of you always fucking siding with Zach in this room. I swear to God, Tiana's like the most like agreeable, kind, like all-encompassed, inclusive person, except in here. She'd be like, Kelsey, you're a fucking idiot, and Zach's the smartest person I've ever met in my life.
Maybe she feels emboldened because you scare her one-on-one.
You think I scare her? You met Tiana? Fuck.
Okay, wait. Maybe say them again.
Now you need to rehear them.
I was floored.
So the age group of 20-year-olds, 20 to 29-year-olds, their most mentioned treatment, gels. Acrylic gel, massages, facials, Botox.
Massage kind of throws me. I'm picturing women. All right, dear, I'm going to get my lymphatic drainage. And even then I was like, props to the 20s. Like,
they're flapper girlies.
My nodes are filled with liquid or whatever. Wait, okay. Why do people in their 20s consider massage a part of beauty standards?
I think it's because that's when our backs start to hurt.
No, I don't get this thing either. I'm almost in my 40s and my back doesn't hurt ever.
That's because you're getting it blown out every weekend, bitch. Hey!
It rebuilds stronger than ever.
There's something about having cum in you that's regenerative, I think.
Well, don't they say you absorb men's DNA?
No.
Yeah.
When what?
You get cummed in, you absorb some of their Tiana also sugarhead. Yes.
Tiana, I swear to fuck. Yes. Will you look that up while I read off these other things?
When you
look
get,
it up.
When you get cummed.
Look it up.
When you get cummed in, you absorb some of the DNA. I should
I
be
just
like
throw up thinking about all
like
the men I
the
have in me.
Strongest warrior ever.
In ways, you are.
Yeah.
You're the strongest warrior.
Warrior.
The most mentioned products that people, women specifically, in their 20s are using are topicals, which I'd never heard of this brand before. Topicals, serum.
Well, no, this is bullshit already. They aren't all using the same brand.
No, there are products that are more popular than others for specific age groups.
This is an advertisement, but
probably.
Go on.
SkinCeuticals, which is a very popular one. Dr. Dennis Gross, the Daily Peel, which like that's one of the most popular ones in Sephora. And Paula's Choice, 2% BHA liquid exfoliant. If you're not using BHA in your 20s, you should be.
Really?
Yeah.
God, in the 20s, I just feel like you could literally just slap on some CeraVe like lotion and go.
Boy, oh boy, are these results going to shock you then. Guess how much money the average person, woman in their 20s, uses on beauty treatments a year?
A year? $6,000.
$9,314.
Okay, but close. Wow.
Not really.
Wait,
$3,000.
How much? I was making like $26,000 in my 20s.
Yeah, imagine using $9,000 of that to try and stay hot for the patriarchy.
I've said this before and I said it again. Either girls need to stop wearing makeup or boys need to start.
Both.
Stop and start?
Yeah. Let's
girls
reverse the whole system. Yes.
Start.
Fucking reverse all of the gender roles.
Could you imagine the upset to the fashion or the beauty industry if girls stopped wearing makeup?
I fully believe that they have the power to pivot. I think the marketing and persuasion is strong enough that they could be like, men, you won't get your dick sucked unless you're wearing this eyeliner. And men will be out the fucking door. And if women subscribe to that, because men do, basically. If she's not filled, snatched, tanned, highlighted to the gods, honey, you're not getting laid.
But at the same time, I feel like if we stopped makeup production and just like did like skincare, like, you know, like just like things good for your skin.
They do that. We do have that also.
Well, no, I'm saying, but like if we stopped makeup, just did skincare, like skincare was okay, but not makeup.
But we already know too much.
What do you mean?
Like, we already know what we can look like.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying there would be this, like, uncomfortable, like, 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
You think, I think 300 before people were like, all right, we've really given up on makeup. They'd be rubbing rocks on their face.
Oh, they, well,
no, would they know too much. The women would be.
That's mental illness, isn't it?
All right, listen, we're moving on to the 30s.
I'm just saying you see guys without makeup and you're like, dude, that guy's hot.
Yeah.
Eventually we would do that with girls.
I hope they're doing it now. Because I don't really be wearing that much makeup anymore.
Says the girl who just stained her lips.
Yeah, but that's like, it looks natural, doesn't it?
It looks like you ate a popsicle.
Goodbye. In your 30s, what do you think the most mentioned beauty treatment is for women in their 30s?
Botox.
That's third.
Filler.
That's Botox and filler are third.
Oh, wait. And this is the most mentioned for girls in their 30s? Mm-hmm.
Like the thing that they said they get the most.
Is it a procedural thing or is it a topical thing?
Both.
Oh.
It's not a procedure, but it can be like medical grade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like skin peel?
Yes. Corrective skin facials and peels.
I've never really understood this either. Aren't you just speeding up the aging process?
No, bitch, because underneath is like baby skin. Right, so you're basically like ripping off all the damage you've done.
But isn't your skin like, no, we aren't done with this layer yet.
No. It's like sloughing it off, like starting new.
Yeah, but at some point, doesn't it end?
No, your body just keeps making skin.
Should I get a peel?
I'm going to get one for Christmas, I think, a CO2 laser one. I think I'm going to do the Big Daddy, like, 6-day recovery one. Don't worry, I'll be sure to do a podcast about it.
What if Final Destination you?
Then that's my time. Thank you so much.
I got the light. I'll be seeing you, bitches.
Okay, what do you think the second most one was? I was actually, this one kind of, this section read me to filth because I just turned 34 and I've done all of these many times.
Wait, chemical peel is the first. Filler and Botox is the third. Mm-hmm. God, is it a procedure or thing?
Again, it can be medical grade.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Laser hair removal.
Oh, I never thought about taking away.
Yeah.
I was thinking of adding. Yeah.
They're like, slippery seal, bitch. That hair's starting to look a little coarse. You can't deep condition your pussy hairs.
Can you not? Can you get a relaxer on your pussy hairs?
But it grows so fast. You'd have to do it like every few days.
Wait, but pubic hair stops growing at some point.
In your like 80s,
No. I mean lengthwise. Like there's no way. There's no way you could grow your pussy hair down to your knees. And if you can, I would love for you to do it.
Somebody DM Zach when you've done that. I'd like to know.
No!
Okay, next on the list, microneedling. After that, I'm guilty of this, red light therapy masks, which go on TikTok and do the research of red light therapy masks because they are a scam. No. Bitch, I'm going to send you a thing.
And she's disagreeing with you all over the place.
They are. It's basically like there is not enough light and like strength that any of those can do to make an actual difference. I'll send you the whole video.
Were you doing it to heal your shoulder or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like infrared
light. That's different?
Yeah, because that you can get a really strong one. Like we have a Mac Daddy full body one versus the tiny face ones.
Wait, someone gave me in a swag bag like a light wand. Like it does like four different things. Mm-hmm. Should I just throw that away?
No, that one can target like blemishes.
And just like bully them?
Yeah. Zach's making a face right now for those of you who are listening. Next is brow lamination. Guilty.
What's that?
Where you straighten your brow hairs so that they look really model sleek and slick. I really thought you'd knew more.
Do I look like I do?
No. Next one, shout out, Invisalign.
Whee!
I currently am an Invisalign user. Zachary just put a down payment on Invisalign.
Are yours in right now?
No, I put them on.
Kelsey.
I'm drinking coffee.
You're drinking. Okay.
And last is saunas.
Wait, how many buttons do you have?
What the fuck is a button?
The tabs. Do they put any tabs on your teeth?
No, I don't need to bring mine down.
Oh, well, no, it's like to keep the retainer in place. Like they have little like things that they sometimes glue
onto
your
teeth. I think it's depending on what you need to do to your teeth.
Oh, and saunas.
Yes.
Again, I don't think of that as beauty, but I guess so.
I think it's just relaxing as fuck. I do that for the body.
I love a sauna. The first time I ever was in one, I almost passed out, but now I like them.
Worth it. I like that feeling of like, am I going to faint? Most mentioned products, guilty as this. Claudalay is the number one.
Guilty as this?
Guilty as this. Claudalay beauty elixir. I literally have that in my bathroom.
I'm gonna be brave and say I do not like that they're naming specific products.
Yeah, I don't either. But I also, have you ever taken a fucking walk around Sephora or a look on Instagram? Because that's all that these products are. Like they're really good at targeting.
Botox filler. Or chemical peel.
Okay,
not
I'll
Dr.
just tell
Johnson's...
you without the name then.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a scam.
Serum and cleanser.
This is for women?
Yeah.
In their
30s.
Oh, still.
The next one, I have to say the brand because this is so ridiculous. Tatcha, the dewy skin cream. Tatcha is so expensive. It's like $70 a tub.
I have Tatcha.
Fuck you.
Well, because a girlfriend, I said I wanted a dewy look and she sent me that link and I just bought it.
It's literally the dewy skin cream.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But now fucking... I realize I just look greasy when it's like that.
Oh. Topicals clearing eye masks and snail elixir.
I use snail.
People love snails.
Or like, do they also call it snail?
Cum?
What? Mucin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it's the only thing when you do this.
Ew,
it does trails. I'm like,
It reminds me of Little Giants when he has the gooey stuff in between his hands.
Come.
Anyway, how much do you think 30-year-olds are spending a year on beauty products?
$12,000.
You know what? This actually shocked me. It wasn't that much more than 20-year-olds, but it is the most expensive out of the age groups.
Yeah, because so people, you get wise 30s. In your 40s and yeah. Like, fuck this.
Yeah, the way they tell us we're breaking down in our 30s. 9,700, so nearly 10,000 a year.
Okay.
In their 40s. I thought this was interesting. What is the most mentioned treatment?
Divorce.
That is healthy. Does wonders for your skin. Acupuncture facials, which is an alternative to Botox.
Because it gets blood flowing in different places. Well, that's almost like microneedling too.
Yeah.
I don't think I believe in that one, but go on.
Okay.
And that's the number one?
Yes.
How have we both never heard of it?
I've heard of it.
You never talk about it.
Okay, well, I don't tell you everything I do.
Don't
if I
you?
Did, you'd be mortified. chemical peels or laser treatments for number two, which feels accurate.
Yeah.
And three was yearly Botox or under eye filler.
Okay.
The most mentioned products, I've never heard of this. Blogolique, Recherée, Lot.
Well, you're not in your 40s yet.
Fair enough. Then Olay jumps in. Hey, girl, hey. And you're going to like this one. Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen.
Ooh.
The most used product across all age groups is sunscreen. Over 52% apply it daily.
That seems low.
Doesn't it?
If you're listening to this, where's
fucking sunscreen? Put your sunscreen on.
It's so funny. I will say though, we are the first generation to have been using sunscreen since we were little.
Yes.
Like our parents put on like coconut oil and like put like tinfoil on their titties and like just really absorb sun. And we were lathered with sunscreen since we were little.
And I would even say I didn't really start putting it on daily until like college.
Oh yeah. No. Same. Yeah. I was of the era because I'm older than you. Shut up.
How much
older?
And
I was in the Midwest 5 years.
Nice.
You're like my little sister. We figured this out too. Kelsey is one of three people very integral to my life that are 5 years younger than me.
It's because you're young at heart, I think.
Yes. Or maybe I'm underdeveloped.
Or I'm too old for myself.
That could be.
I feel like that's accurate.
Maybe it's meeting in the middle. Well, it's that classic girls are more mature than boys.
That is true. How much do you think these women in their 40s spend a year on beauty treatments?
$7,100.
$6,200 hairs.
I was going to say 60, but I was like,
All right, I'm going to fly through 50s and 60s because we're nearly out of time. 50s, the most mentioned treatment is?
Ice cream.
Waxing.
That's interesting.
Second most, the first time we've heard this one, salon visits for hair color. You can
Wait,
go to your
how
whole
is that possible?
23s and 40s. Because gray. And then at-home hair masks. So what's going on to our hairs in our 50s?
One of my girl friends, she gets her roots done like every other week.
No, she's got to figure out how to do that at home. That's crazy.
No.
She must be rich. Most mentioned products. Are you ready? In your 50s? CeraVe. Hydrating cleanser.
Because you realize by then it's all the fucking bullshit. Same.
Clinique. Take the day off cleansing balm. And... because you're rich now, La Mer.
Oh, yeah. But even Trader Joe's has a dupe for La Mer.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see that on TikTok?
It's like a gel. I've known about it for a while. It's like a gel.
Okay, and why aren't you telling me these things?
Because you spend too much money as it is.
Fair. That would be a nice gift for Christmas. I would like it.
But you would not be pissed if I got you a Trader Joe's?
No.
Okay.
If you told me it was a hack to La Mer, I would be like, oh, my God, I love you for life. Because you're still working on that. How much do you think women in their 50s are spending a year?
$4,200.
Yes! You got it!
Well, as a woman in her 40s, I relate to this group the
That's
most.
That's accurate. Okay, finally, they grouped it. I always think this is so hurtful. They group in women in their 60s and 70s together because they...
Oh, wait, was that 50s?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just don't believe they deserve their own
Yeah, they're
moment.
Like 60 plus.
Whatever.
If you're not dead yet...
I guess you're lucky.
Try these things.
Number one... hair trims and touch-ups for colors.
Cute.
That is cute because it's like my hair is just crazy.
I bet it also isn't growing as fast, so they just get Aww. Trims.
This one is irregular Botox, so not like all the time Botox the way that women in their 50s and 40s do.
Oh, you think you'd be amping it up?
This is where manicures come back. Manicures.
How did manicures go from 20s to 60s?
Because I think we're working with our hands. In our adult years. And now we're back to being prim and proper. We don't want to touch anything. We don't have
See,
to do
anything.
See, I think
anything. In 20s, you're hustling and you're like on the subway and you're like grabbing like 18 yeah. million bags and you're like, my fucking nails.
Yeah, it's a scam. Neck lift. First time we've seen that one.
I'm going to get a lower facelift probably because neither of my parents have necks. They just have turkey gobblers. No offense, Mom.
Blepharoplasty. I don't even know what that is. But they do that.
Blepharoplasty?
Yeah.
Oh, is that eye
yes,
lift?
It is an eye lift. Blepharoplasty. I want to get one of those.
Wait, I was going to say you were gung-ho about it for
I
a minute.
I went and got a consultation because my dad's eyes literally droop over his eye and he can't fucking see. And insurance is like, please, let us pay for that. And he's like, no, I ain't going in the
you
night.
You should dress up as your dad.
That's a good Halloween idea.
We'll
Go
to get
in.
The eye, yeah. eye breathoplasty.
Two birds, one stone.
Also, that thing that's more rain coverage if it's like over...
Your a eye. Built-in umbrella?
Yeah.
What happens when the water is in your eye because of moisture and tears and you're crying all the time?
It scoops it up.
I see.
And saves it for later.
I like that. I thought this was interesting. So they said that OG brands, including Olay, Vaseline, and even Gold Bond, start to show up more in the routines of women over 40. So exactly like you said, they're like done spending
like,
money.
This is the same thing.
So it's Neutrogena, Estee Lauder, and Dove are the most used products of women in their 60s and 70s.
I use Neutrogena's rain water body
eyelid.
Wash. Like, and I just love it. That's all.
How much a year in your 60s and 70s?
$3,800.
$2,100.
Whoa.
Which, ask my mother, the fuck not.
Yeah, your mom looks snatched as hell, though.
She's in like, her easily 40,000 a year, probably.
Wow.
At least.
What are you?
I'd probably say 10,000 a year.
Really?
Yeah. What the fuck? Are you saying I just look expensive, or what the fuck was that about?
Just knowing, like, your spending... I would be curious to actually
Every
add that
you
up.
You talk about my spending, it makes me sound like I have a gambling addiction.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say
no,
it.
No. You're right. Let me be very clear. And nothing you've said is incorrect.
It's you and Kevin. And you know why I love and respect it? Mm. You all are really squeezing the juice out of life.
Yeah, we do things. I got stuff, you know?
Yeah, you're like, gimme.
Yeah. Enjoy life, baby.
Yeah.
I picked out some of my favorite comments. From
the article?
Yes, from viewers. This kind of went viral. People were talking about it and leaving comments on different TikToks and things like that. Someone said, I'm strangely in love with the fact that grooming price tag starts declining after 30, which like you mentioned, people are like, this is all bullshit. Someone said, I thought people were hot for free in their 20s.
Honestly, there is a sheen about youth
yes.
where you're just like, God, you're perfect.
Like, just enjoy it while you have it.
The fact that you can be hungover and look fucking hot.
That there's a plumpness about 20s you just don't ever get.
Yeah,
back.
It's your baby skin. It's what you're peeling off to get to later.
Exactly.
You're peeling off your 20s.
Listen, you can do. This person said you can just tell from this list of products which generations grew up chronically online. Facts.
Wait, say that again?
You can just tell from the list of products which generations grew up chronically online. So this is all like the TikTok bot. Like I said, all the Sephora buys, the things that people are reviewing, getting paid to look at. Someone wrote, drink water, wear sunscreen, heal your trauma, eat healthy, exercise, and be a good person. That's it. That's all you need to do.
I kind of agree with that one.
Yeah.
Because most people aren't doing those things, or they aren't doing all those things.
Yeah. That's like, cover that first before you spend a bunch of money on Botox.
Well, I'd like Botox.
Yeah, but you still get Botox. You can still do Botox.
Botox.
You can still get it.
You get Botox.
And my favorite comment was, okay, 20-somethings, SPF 50, a gentle cleanser, a gentle AHA, BHA exfoliator once a week, and maybe a vitamin C and retinol when you're near 30s. That's it. There, saved you $9,000. Now book an amazing trip overseas and go see the world.
Oh, there is something about a glow from within of like living a life that's really full and beautiful.
Like you go, you get your travel glow.
Yeah, exactly.
And that'll do you wonders.
And like you knowing more about how the world works is like a thing you exude.
Being culturally inept makes you hot. Being educated makes you snatched.
Inept, I don't think.
Oh, I think that was the wrong word.
That was the wrong word.
It was really sounds far like in the background.
Don't Google it. That's going to be on our gravestones.
Hey, guys, I'm doing a showcase September 26th at the Comedy Chateau stand-up comedy. I'm really excited about it. And then I think maybe I'm doing some shows with you, potentially.
You're cleared on my end.
I'm cleared on my end.
Oh, my God. Kelsey is featuring for me. In San Francisco on October 1st and Sacramento on October 2nd. One night only, one show only.
Veg.
She's featuring. I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I feel so lucky that I get to do this. And I'm going to be posting all about it. So don't worry. Go to our Instagrams to figure out how to get tickies.
And yeah.
Yeah. And what else? Tell us about your
show. I'm also doing Atlanta on October 2nd. Then I'm opening for Bob the Drag Queen October 23rd through November 3rd. And then I'm doing my own shows again in Omaha, Kansas City, and St. Louis, Missouri.
Your people.
I know.
Your Midwest folk.
I know.
Hey, go check up Caked Up. I've got new items out there. Also, we're doing giveaways like crazy on Confidently Pod, on Con Pod, on IG. This is a great episode.
Yeah, we're going to have some YSL makeup.
Yeah, Zach's donating YSL PR packages, so we're excited about that. Go check it out. That's Confident Bottoms.
Rate and review us.
I forgot to read reviews. We'll do it next time,
yeah. We love you.
Love you, Confident Bottoms. See you next week. Bye.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.